You're listening to Rosemary Goes to the Mall, the saga of one woman's lonely journey around the Mall of America. Well, it's raining today in Minnesota, and as I'm driving to the mall, it is just pouring. It's pouring so hard that I can barely see, and just the whole thing kind of depresses me because I don't know. I mean, I don't know why that would depress me, because actually when it's beautiful out and I'm going to the mall and being cooped up inside, that should depress me. But for some reason, going to the mall and mucking around and trying to do this today just kind of gets me down. And I'm thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice to just like go home and relax and just stay in bed all day? But no, I'm going to shop. It's really crowded today, it feels like, because I can't find a parking spot as close as I'm used to. And I have to walk a pretty far way to get to the mall entrance. I'm in the west parking lot again. So I'm going to try to just focus on the west wing, get that done, and then start moving around the mall. I rent a locker immediately, because I just figure I'm going to have to keep going back and stuffing things in there so I don't have to carry everything around. And I rent it for 3 hours, which cost me $3, which I think is kind of steep. And I kind of feel like I need a coffee, but I thought there was a Caribou coffee here right in the entrance, and there isn't. So it must be in one of the other sides of the mall. So I just start my returns, and it goes actually a lot easier than I was expecting. I just thought I'd get a lot of flack for it. I guess I'm the kind of person who, I feel like a liar. I feel kind of uncomfortable, like they're going to see that somehow this is kind of a scam. I'm not doing anything illegal or anything wrong, but I just feel kind of uncomfortable. Like they had this expectation of me that I had purchased this thing. And I know that a lot of them work on commission, and I'm probably robbing them of money that they thought they had made. And so anyway, but they go fine. You know, a couple people ask me spontaneously what was wrong, and I can't really answer. And I feel unconvincing, but basically, you know, they all take it back. And, there is a point somewhere around Nordstrom's when I'm returning those cute pajamas that I realize that I'm actually feeling kind of good returning all this stuff. I have this mental image of the negative charges going on to my credit card and taking my balance down. And it is such a good feeling. I feel like I'm sort of saving money. Even though I know that's completely ridiculous, but it just is very satisfying to me to return these things and sort of get money back for all this stuff. Now, I do have to say that the pajamas are also kind of a weird thing for me, because I still think they're really cute and I kind of want them, but they're so expensive that I just can't justify it. And besides, who's going to know how cute I look in these pajamas when I'm under the covers, other than Keith, who really doesn't give a shit what kind of pajamas I'm wearing. It's kind of a weird thing, like why I'm so attached to these pajamas when all they are is just sleeping clothes. So what exactly do these pajamas kind of represent? Because no one is ever going to see me in them. It's kind of bizarre to me that I can get that attached to pajamas. So anyway, I return them because they're $70. Also, the other funny thing is at Tommy Bahama, where I'm returning those stupid cocktail glasses, I realize that the whole store smells like rum or rum cocktails. It's like rum and coconut and pineapple and mango all kind of mixed together. And it's kind of making me sick. And I think, God, if I had to work in this store, I would go stark raving mad having to smell that all day long, every day. And what if you, I mean, what you say you work at that store for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you have to smell that smell every day. I think that I would never, ever go to the Caribbean, or I would never, ever, ever drink rum drinks ever again. It kind of reminds me of when I was 15 and I went to London for this summer program thing. And of course, immediately started going to pubs and drinking my face off. And I got really addicted with these friends of mine to Malibu's, which is like coconut rum and pineapple juice. And it was really, they were super sweet and kind of sickly, and I loved them. But it kind of reminds me of that, which is, ugh, it's kind of a sickening feeling, actually. Anyway, I said something to the sales guy about it, thinking I could get him to say something bad about his job, because he was this super perky, like, you know, so friendly, to the point where you're like, what's wrong with you, you know, kind of guy. And I thought, well, you know, this is making me feel negative. Maybe I can bring some negativity out in him. But he refuses to retreat from his positivity. And instead he says something. I said, boy, if I had to smell that every day, I would get so sick of it. And he said something to the effect of, oh, you just get used to it. You don't even notice it anymore, and gave me a big smile. And then he suggested as I left that perhaps I would come back again just to experience the smell again, which I think is probably not true. I think I probably will not go back to Tommy Bahama. My first stop today is the body shop. And I kind of always want to shop here, but never can justify actually spending money on what they have for sale, because it's so damn expensive. But I figure, well, what the heck? This will be my opportunity to kind of like try one of these things out. And, you know, I'm actually kind of tempted to keep this. I find this natural oceanic clay ionic mask, deep cleansing and purifying. And I have never done a facial mask, and I'm kind of intrigued. So this thing cost $18, which is a lot of money, and it just seems a little outrageous for a mask. But I don't know, maybe it would make my skin feel good. And I'm sort of tempted by this idea of kind of becoming more girly and more feminine and more concerned with things like that, that it might, I don't know what it would do for me to become more concerned with that. Maybe I would look better. Maybe I would be more attractive. Maybe I would just feel more pampered and feel better about myself. I don't know, but I think I'm going to keep this one, and I think I'm actually going to try this mask and see if it has any effect. See if it makes me a better person. See if it makes me a more attractive person. What if you like did this mask and your skin felt all tingly and just fantastic? I mean, that would be worth $18, I guess. What if you went through your life and you never experienced that because you were always afraid that it was too much money and you shouldn't do it? I'm afraid I'm going to get through my life and never have had a facial or done a facial mask. So anyway, here's my natural oceanic clay ionic mask, and I think I'm going to do it. The only thing about this purchase is then I go up to buy it and she puts it in this little brown paper bag with no Body Shop logo on it. And that wasn't what I wanted at all. So I might have to go back later and buy something bigger so I can get a bigger shopping bag. So I might have to hit the body shop twice today. Next stop is Franklin Covey, which of course makes all those personal organizer things, but they also have a big section up front, which is, they call them totes, but I guess they're sort of like briefcases and purses and things like that. And I keep going back to this really nice handbag purse-y thing that has this cool magnetic connection system. So it doesn't snap in at all. It's just these two bars that have magnets on them. And so that it snaps together and keeps it shut on top. And I think this is really cool. But it's kind of pricey. So I gravitate, as I did in the Coach store, just to the little wallets. And I find this really cute little wallet thing, which I don't know if it's a wallet or it's for maybe business cards, or maybe it could even be like a change purse. But I'm thinking that I could use it like when I go out and I don't want to carry a purse, just for a little wallet. You know, you just stick your credit card, your driver's license, and some cash in it. And then you don't have to carry around, you know, your library card and, you know, your buy 10, get one at half price things from the bookstore or the shoe store, or whatever. So you could just, you know, go out and just have this really light kind of way of carrying around your identification and your money. So I kind of like it. It's only $20, and I decided to purchase that. But then I have a similar experience as at the body shop, where I go and buy it, and he just gives me this little plastic bag. At least it says Franklin Covey on it, but I might have to go back here too. I might just have to buy that other bag, so buy that other tote so that I can get the big shopping bag. So I think I'd rather have that one. Okay, in Rogers and Hollins Jewelers, I run into a very similar problem as I did in Osterman's Jewelers, which is that I just don't want any of this stuff. It's also a very similar environment where the salespeople are very young. They are kind of slick and they're into really hard sell. So it feels like a cheap experience, even though you're buying very expensive jewelry. And I'm kind of turned off by it. And I'm in a similar conundrum as before, where I just don't like any of this stuff, and so I feel like I have to act like I'm buying it for someone else. But then I found this cute little silver bracelet, which in some ways is very not me. It's kind of rich girl charm bracelet-y kind of thing. It's got this silver tag hanging off of it, which you can get engraved. Then it's got these three beaded chains that come off the center and go around your wrist. And then there's a little hook on the other side, and it's silver. And I kind of like it. There's a matching necklace, which is like $100, and this is on sale for $60. So once again, I'm kind of tempted to keep this one, 'cause I never, ever buy myself jewelry. It's just not really my bag, but I kind of like this. The guy, the sales guy, the entire time spends trying to coax me into buying myself some diamond jewelry, which I find hilarious, since I didn't even want an engagement ring when Keith and I got engaged, and we bought some Japanese prints or something like that. So I'm so not a diamond person, but he's just convinced that all women love diamonds. And so we have a long banter about, you know, where the diamonds are and whether I'm going to get one, and maybe I should buy one for my mother if I'm not going to buy one for myself, because all women love diamonds. And I kind of go along with it, but it kind of irritates me too, because I don't love diamonds and I'm a woman. So I don't know. What do you make of that? Anyway, I buy this bracelet. I'm getting much more comfortable with these more expensive purchases, and I'm kind of feeling like I'm playing a role to a certain extent, even though I still can't bring myself to buy something that truly wouldn't be me at all. It just feels kind of weird. Anyway, that's Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. In Kiwi Beach, I don't know what to do with myself because it's so completely not me. It's all these floral prints and it's just beach wear. It's for people who are kind of professional beach goers. Maybe it's for people who are planning a trip to the Caribbean. I'm not really sure, but I'm not planning a trip to the Caribbean, and so I'm not quite sure what to do with myself here. I'm definitely not in the mood today to try on clothes. I just having kind of a fat day today, and I just don't feel like looking at myself in the mirror. I also just feel tired, and I don't feel like undressing and dressing and undressing and dressing. So I concentrate on the hats. And first I found this khaki hat, which looked kind of dumb. It had this really broad rim. And it was sort of, there was something sort of, you know, safari about it, which I kind of liked. And I do need a hat for when we go to the beach at the end of the summer. So I am thinking while I'm looking at it that it might not be so bad to get it. And then I spot this other hat. And this is the brown and pink one with this sort of pink floral design on it. And I put it on. It's kind of goofy, as all hats really are. I'm just not a hat person. But as these things go, it doesn't seem so bad. And I definitely need one to keep myself kind of cool and not too sunburnt. So I'm going to buy it. And maybe if I find a better one, I'll return it. But I think I actually might keep this one because there would be a real good use for it later on in the summer, even though I just really truly hate hats. Although I have to say, moving to Minnesota has made me a hat lover, a winter hat lover, because truly you would just shrivel up and die if you didn't wear winter hats. You would not survive. So maybe I can learn to love summer hats as well. Now, Deck the Walls is this ridiculous store, the kind of store I never go into because they just sell hideous, ugly things. And I'm used to these places selling ridiculous, ugly posters, but this place also sells ridiculous, ugly original artwork by local artists. And it is god-awful. And pretty darn expensive, given what they're selling. So, I mean, you have everything from the really ugly, you know, landscape paintings to, you know, in the back, there's the framed posters that light up. You know, there's parts of them that have these little lights in them that light up. Just really, really ugly. And everything is super pricey. And then I stumble on this shelf of these little matted prints, and they're half price because they're on clearance, which means they can't be returned, which I'm kind of bummed about. But I don't know. Somehow I'm drawn to them. There's about 50 Jesus ones, which I avoid. I can't even do that as a joke. It's just too much for me. But then there's one of my favorites is this little Orbit brand California oranges image, Exeter Citrus Association, Exeter, California. And it's got an orange flying through the sky like a comet with a big flaming tail behind it. It just really cracks me up. So there's that one. And then I got this We Can Do It poster, which is still really small. It's probably 5x7 plus the mat. And it's you know, from a poster from the 1940s from World War II, the sort of effort. And it shows a woman rolling up her sleeves and flexing her muscles because she's going to go work in the factories until all the men come home and kick them back out of them. I also got this, they have some really cheesy American ones, and I got this little we the people image of the Declaration of Independence with this American flag waving, you know, it sort of masks the whole image of the Declaration of Independence. I thought that was pretty classic. And for some reason, maybe because this is all kind of a joke to me here at this point, I can't help but buy this image of an elephant balancing on a beach ball on the beach. So this must be photoshopped. I mean, it just has to be. He's balancing on his front legs on this beach ball, and it says underneath it, "The key to life is balance." I think it's kind of genius. I think I'm going to put that one up in my studio. At Ben Bridge Jewelers, things take a turn for the worse. I am not quite sure what gets into me here, but this is such an expensive jeweler's that I kind of have to give up and just start buying expensive shit. I focus in on the watches, partly because I just kind of like watches. They're very attractive. And there's this men's watch, which I think is really nice. And I'm also betting that it's maybe a little less expensive than the other ones because it's got a leather band as opposed to the metal band. And it's a Tissot watch. And it's $260. So this is by far my most expensive purchase yet. This is a classy jeweler. So the guy who waits on me is in his 50s, definitely, and very sophisticated, doesn't do hard sell at all. I don't feel like I'm talking to an 18-year-old. I'm actually talking to an adult, and it's a very pampering experience. This watch is beautiful. I say I'm going to buy it for my husband. And see if he likes it. And he said that, you know, there's a 90-day return policy, so he can always return it, which of course is what's going to happen here. And the best part about this is the box. So once I decide to purchase it, he goes and he gets the box for it. And this box is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's blue. And it's like the top comes off and the watch is in one side. And then this little like other side has like this little booklet and the warranty and all this stuff. And the watch sits on this little pillow. And then there are these drawers that come off. Oh, maybe there's only really one drawer. The drawer comes out and it's not really a drawer. It's the Tissot Bible, apparently, which has a whole book on your Tissot watch and the story of Tissot and lots of pictures of Tissot products. And I mean, this is the real thing, man. This thing is outstanding. The worst thing about this that I do, I really reach a new low, is that this super sweet, wonderful guy asks me if I would like it gift wrapped. And on the spur of the moment, I say yes. And I have to say, I feel tremendously guilty about this. I mean, this guy, not only am I buying something I know I'm going to return and doing this whole masquerade, but then I make him gift wrap it. It adds another 10 minutes onto the experience of being there, but I felt so guilty and it seems so selfish to make him do that, especially knowing I was going to return it. And he did a wonderful job, but he really struggled with the bow. And he keeps saying, "Why can't I do this? I can tie my shoelaces. Why can't I tie this bow? I can tie my shoelaces. Why am I having so much trouble with this?" And I'm sitting there. I just feel more and more guilty by the second. I feel like such a little shopping bitch. And I also start to feel like, isn't it interesting how I can play the role of this well-off married woman buying an expensive watch for her husband for no reason at all? And, order him around and make him gift wrap this watch when it absolutely does not need to be gift wrapped. I'm feeling that a new side of my personality must be coming out. In any case, he finishes the gift wrap. He puts it in this beautiful bag, gives me the receipt in case my husband doesn't like it, and wishes me to have a fantastic day. And I leave there and think, wow, I have crossed over to a new level. I leave Ben Bridge Jeweler and I'm at the end of the row. And so the next would be Nordstrom, but I did Nordstrom last time. So lucky me, I get to skip Nordstrom and go straight to Your Body Repair Shop, which is right next to it. And Your Body Repair Shop turns out to be this sort of, it turns out to be this vitamin store where they sell all kinds of vitamins, nutritional supplements, diet stuff, protein shakes, all that kind of stuff. I figure I'll just buy some calcium tablets and hopefully that'll be that. And then I stumble on the Enzymatic Therapy, Fatigued to Fantastic Energy Revitalization System. Well, you probably should know about me that I'm a little bit of a health food freak, but I'm also a little bit of a freak in terms of taking vitamins and supplements. So when I see this energy revitalization system, I think this might be the thing for me in this store. And I ask the guy about it, and apparently it's specifically for people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, which I don't, but I've had my own weird health issues, and certainly I'm tired all the time. Now, one might say that that's because I have two kids, a job, a husband, and a career, a job and a career. Yes, it's true. However, maybe this energy revitalization system can help me. This is what I think when I look at it. So the guy tells me lots of detailed stuff and gives me all these handouts about it. And it costs $40 or $50. It's a little pricey, but I figure if it makes me feel that much better, you know, maybe it'll be worth it. So I buy that and thank the guy profusely. And I'm starting to feel a little weird. Like, I feel a little weird about returning this one because it seems so perfect. And why would I make the decision to buy that and then turn around and return it? But I guess I'll worry about that when the time comes. Right next to Your Body Repair Shop is an Aveda store and salon. So this is pretty easy for me. I can find stuff in Aveda because it's all this natural stuff. And I often go to Aveda Salon, so I'm pretty used to their products. And they also have these little gifty sets around. And I'm getting kind of into these gifty sets. The more I see them, they're just everywhere. So I automatically gravitate to the Elemental Nature 3-Step Skin Care for Oily Normal Skin. And it's a little canvas bag that zips that has three different bottles in it that all together will, I guess, revitalize your skin and make it completely fabulous. And it's a little bit like the Body Shop where I kind of want to keep this because wouldn't it be great if this really did just suddenly make me look fantastic in a way that I've never looked fantastic before? Maybe I've spent all 35 years of my life looking kind of dreary because I don't use things like this. So what if I suddenly became a person who used them and I started just radiating? Is that how you put it? Maybe, no, I suddenly start looking radiant. That's probably more appropriate to say. In any case, I will probably return this because honestly, it does start to fall into that category of really self-indulgent nonsense that I can't totally justify, but I have to say a part of me is very tempted by it. Next is Solstice Sunglass Boutique, and I have to say I am really excited for this one. I love the idea of owning a nice pair of sunglasses, but I can never bring myself to spend the money on them. I see everyone around me wearing nice sunglasses, and I'm so jealous, and I never have them. I'm always squinting. I'm always driving along, squinting into the sun, or sitting on the beach, trying to shade my eyes with my hand. Really, just jump out and buy a damn pair of sunglasses, Rosemary. Really. But, you know, the really nice ones are really expensive. So I just have never allowed myself to do this. So this for me is fun. The one pause that I have is that you have to try on these sunglasses that all these different people try on. And I once, when I was getting my glasses fixed at the glasses place in New York where I used to live, I tried on all these sunglasses while they were fixing my glasses and I ended up with pink eye. So I do have this little voice in my head saying, don't do it, Rosemary, don't. But I do it anyway and figure, well, maybe this is a nicer store than the place I used to go to in New York. The really ridiculous thing about this whole thing is that, of course, I can't wear normal sunglasses because I wear glasses and I hate wearing contacts. So if I wore just regular sunglasses, I would be blind anyway. I wouldn't be able to see a thing. So this really is just a total vanity thing at this point. I pick out two pairs of sunglasses. One I get right away, and they're a Kate Spade pair, and they're super cool. They're black on the outside and pink on the inside, and they've got this kind of rounded rectangle look, and they just seem to fit with the shape of my face really well. And then the other, I try on a bunch of others, but the other one that I pick out is a nearly identical pair that is a Juicy Couture pair, and they are almost the same, but I actually end up liking the Kate Spade ones better. As I'm talking to the salespeople about this, the young guy who clearly has just started working there, as I say, I like the Kate Spade ones better, say, yeah, the Juicy Couture ones are really more for younger people. And I start to think, wow, I'm starting to give off a different vibe than I used to. I'm giving off the middle age vibe. I'm no longer young and hip enough to wear Juicy Couture. And you know what sucks about it is that I never wore it when I was younger. In any case, Kate Spade, yeah, what the hell, man? You know, okay, I've owned one other thing by Kate Spade, and it was a diaper bag that one of my coworkers, oh no, it wasn't one of my coworkers, it was my boss. My boss bought me a $180 Kate Spade diaper bag when I was pregnant with Evan. And I always loved those diaper bags, but never would have bought one for myself. And Lauren bought me one, and I loved it. And I really haven't had much need for it recently. And when we moved from New York, we had a yard sale and I would have sold that thing for like $20. But Keith sold it to someone when I went inside to go to the bathroom. He sold it to someone for $1. I'm still stunned and amazed by it. In any case, these Kate Spade sunglasses, super cool. They're about $160. I love them. If I wasn't blind as a bat when I had them on, I would totally try to find a way to convince myself to keep them. Then when I go to pay for the Kate Spade sunglasses, the young guy who told me I was too old to wear the Juicy Couture sunglasses can't fit them into the glasses case, and I really think he's gonna crush them. And I really hope he doesn't, because I really like them. And then I really hope that I don't, trying to get them back in there after I take them out to look at them when I get home. But this Kate Spade sunglasses case clearly is not made to give the glasses very much room. They're a little tight. Anyway, I love these sunglasses. They fulfill some kind of a strange fantasy for me. And I'm going to be really sad to take these back. Around the corner from Solstice Sunglass Boutique is Bostonian Shoe Store, which is a men's shoe store. This is kind of a bummer for me. There are no women's shoes at all to look at. And to be honest, a lot of the men's shoes are kind of dopey looking. But I figure I'll get Keith a pair of shoes, and maybe he'll like them, and maybe he won't, and probably we'll just take them back anyway, which is what I should be doing with them. So I gravitate over to the Mandels, and Keith, I think, would probably love to own a pair of Mandels. They don't have very cool ones, though. I'm a little disappointed with the Mandel selection. And I wonder if he starts wearing Mandels, if then I'll have to get him a man bag next. And then what comes after the man bag? I mean, it just is all downhill from there. But I get these leather sandals that look like they'd be super comfortable, but they're not really sexy. They're not really sophisticated. And I don't know. I don't honestly think he's going to like them very much. I decide that one more store and I have to go back to the lockers to dump some of this stuff off because I'm carrying way too much crap at this point. So the store next to Bostonian is It's a Puzzle. Yes, it is a store dedicated entirely to puzzles. This one doesn't take me very long. I just grab a Minneapolis, Minnesota panoramic puzzle of the Minneapolis skyline and get out of there. And the bag is just a plain red bag. It doesn't have their logo on it or anything. I'm kind of disappointed. Once I'm finished with It's a Puzzle, I head back to the lockers and reopen my locker and want to put in my bags, but it turns out I have been here for over 3 hours, which is what I rented the locker for. So there's a little bit of confusion because first I have to pay the money I owe for going over 3 hours, which is $2 more. And then in order to use the locker again, I have to rent it again. It doesn't give you the option to extend your rental at all. It just makes you pay and then pay some more. So I feel kind of stupid because I've paid $7 for a locker today, but it feels really necessary at this point. Then I head back and I go to DSW Shoe, which is this great discount shoe store with lots of designer shoes there. And I like a lot of the shoes here. I've bought shoes here before. It's a little bit like Famous Footwear. But I'm kind of sick of shopping at this point. And what I really want is a pair of sneakers for the summer. But I just don't have the patience to put shoes on and off a million times at this point. So I find pretty quickly this pair of Adidas sports sandals, I guess they are. They're slip-on kind of flip-floppy type things. And they're the kind that have all the little bumps on the sole, so they supposedly massage your feet. I always have a pair of these for the summer for wearing around the house. But my pair from before, they stink so bad. I really need another pair. So I just go right ahead and buy those and get the hell out of there. I'm sure that I'll be back soon to try to find a nice pair of sneakers something kind of stylish. But for right now, I just don't have the patience for it. Right next to DSW shoe is Teavana. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. It seems like they're going for a like Nirvana association. So I'm thinking it's Teavana. It's spelled T-E-A-V-A-N-A. It could be like Teavana or something. It's got kind of a Buddha-like figure on their logo with a tea bowl. And they're definitely going for the Asian fusion, mellow, hip, new agey thing in here. There's billions of teapots. And my first thought is that I'll buy a teapot for Nicole, because I think she said something about really wanting one, and I'll wait until August and give it to her for her birthday. But these are pretty pricey, so maybe I'll just wait and maybe they'll have a sale or something. But they have a few sake sets, and Keith and I do still drink sake. You know, we lived in Japan for a couple of years and got really into it there, and we still drink it now and then. And these are not extraordinary sake sets, but I find a pretty nice one with this kind of, with this checkerboardy type earth color glaze design, pretty classic looking. It only comes with two cups, but honestly, we've got a zillion sake cups from living in Japan. So, I don't know. I'm kind of nonplussed with this. I think this one will be an easy one to return. I don't necessarily feel that I need to own this. After purchasing my sake set at Teavana, I run across the way and go back to Franklin Covey. I don't want to forget to go back there. I'm thinking I'm going to get that bigger tote that I liked, and it's really pretty. It's got this nice sea blue interior and black on the outside. The real drawback to this bag is that the handles are kind of short. So if you want to wear it over your shoulder, it's a little too tight. You really have to carry it like a clutch, and it's really too big to be a clutch. So you're constantly going to be holding it, and it's kind of nice to have something that would fit over your shoulder. So that kind of holds me back, but I'm going to do it. It's time for me to just make the bigger purchase and make this kind of commitment to it. The only store I haven't been to on this little stretch of the mall is Godiva. And I am reluctant to go to Godiva because I think it would be weird to return chocolate to Godiva. They probably can't even take it back. I mean, it's food, right? So they probably think that you'd inject it with poison or drugs or something like that. I'm sure that they won't take it back. So I'm looking for the smallest little gift box that I can find. And I get this, well, to be perfectly honest, I don't get the smallest gift box. The smallest gift box would have had four chocolates in it. And this is where I really face my inability to control myself around sweets, because I could have gotten the one with four, and that was $7. And instead I got the one that with nine, that's $14, knowing full well that this can't be returned. And then to top it all off, I feel inexplicably drawn to getting a bar of dark chocolate from them too. So not only this gift box, but also this bar of chocolate. And they hand me the bar of chocolate to basically take with me outside of the bag, because they can tell what I'm doing. And then they make nice with the gift box and put it in this fancy little bag with a little gift card in it and all this kind of stuff. And I'm afraid that this chocolate is now officially mine. Oh, I am really beat at this point and really, really sick of shopping. But I do feel that I have one more stop that I have to make, and that is back to the body shop to get something larger so that they'll give me a real bag with their logo on it. Since getting these bags is the entire point of getting into this, I just feel like it would be stupid to represent the body shop with just this little paper bag that they gave me, this little generic paper bag. So I just grabbed the first thing on the shelf, and it's this gift package with olive stuff in it. And there's an olive shower gel and an olive body butter. Who knows what that is? And an olive body scrub. And then this green soap, which I assume is also olive based. And then a green exfoliating washcloth. Once again, I mean, I would kind of love to find out what olive body butter is and does. I'm kind of intrigued. I pretend like this is a gift for my mother-in-law, and I ask what the return policy is and say, well, you know, just in case my husband went out and bought a gift for my mother-in-law already, which is a big ha-ha because I know that that probably wouldn't happen. But she says it's fine and that I can return it anytime. So that's it. I think that I'm done for the day. That is really all a girl could be expected to purchase in one outing. I'm not even sure quite how I'm going to get out to the car.